Warning. This article contains details about the history of residential schools in BC and their ongoing legacy, which may be upsetting for readers. Supports can be found at the end of the article. Many may know of Chaney Wenjack, whose story was sung by Canadian icon Gord Downie in his album Secret Path. Wenjack was just 12 years old in October 1966 when he died trying to reach home, 400 miles away from the residential school he was escaping near Kenora, Ontario. However, fewer people know the story of Duncan Styx, which hits closer to home in BC's Cariboo-Chilcotin region. "We have our own story right in our backyard," said Calvin Dubray, education coordinator for the community of Esketemc, Alkali Lake, located 45 minutes southwest of Williams Lake. Esketemc is a community of Sequipem people, and is one of many indigenous communities across British Columbia to have been targeted by St. Joseph's Mission Residential School just outside of Williams Lake. Between 1886 and 1981, thousands of indigenous children were sent to the school, and some, including Duncan Styx, never returned. "We could see that there was more going on there," said Cookby 7 Chief Fred Robbins. In 2013, Esketemc requested the release of information held by the federal government as they conducted research for a specific claim. When the documents were at last in their hands, the chief said they revealed and affirmed deeper layers of Duncan's story and of the residential school. Duncan's story was already known in the community. Like many Indigenous people across Canada, his family continues to grapple with the intergenerational trauma born from Duncan's loss and the many other ways in which they were harmed by colonial activity. "He never had the opportunity to be a father, grandfather, or an uncle," Robbins said. "What would have happened if he had survived? These are some of the questions we want people to think about." Robbins said that the boy was taken from his family in Esketemc to attend St. Joseph's Mission, and when his parents tried to get him back, they were jailed. In February of 1902, 3.5 years into his stay at St. Joseph's, Duncan ran away for the third time with a group of other boys. "The very first week he was there, he ran away, but was caught and taken back," Robin said. "The third time he ran away was when he succumbed on his way home," Robin said. "All of the boys who ran away that time were brought back to the school except for Duncan, who was found 2 days later, just west of Felker Lake." What caused Duncan's death was never publicly confirmed. His father Johnny Styx concluded at the time that he died of hunger and cold. The last time Johnny had seen his son was at the school in July 1901. He had never received word that his son, or any boy for that matter, had run away from the school. "If I had, I should have gone at once and hunted for him," Johnny said during an inquiry into Duncan's death. Read more. Story of Duncan Styx, a stark reminder of residential school history in Canada. More than a century later, Esketemc acquired documents from Duncan's autopsy, revealing that the boy had only berries in his stomach, was dehydrated, had a few broken ribs, and was bruised all over his body. "He was flogged, starving and dehydrated," Robin said. "Quite a difference from what the school reported to the community," he added, "of well-fed and well-treated children." 4 years ago, Esketemc held a 3-day Bringing the Spirit of Our Children Home walk along the path Duncan is believed to have taken. Along the way, there was a cross in memory of Duncan, with an orange shirt draped over it, a symbol of solidarity, awareness and love which emerged from the very same community. Dubray said the idea of building a memorial for Duncan grew from there, and today it stands as a reminder of Duncan's story, in honor of the many children and families harmed by the residential school system and as a tool for learning. "It's just a nice way to acknowledge Duncan Styx," said Dubray. "I think the survivors will feel that they're seen and are still in people's thoughts." The memorial was installed this year along Chimney Lake Road, and plaques will soon be added to tell Duncan's story, the history of St. Joseph's Mission and how it impacted nations across BC, including the Sequipem, Tsleil-Waututh, and Dakwal nations. It includes a covered picnic area where people can sit to reflect, as well as for classes to come out and learn about local history. SKTEM invites everyone to visit the site. "I think it's important as part of the reconciliation piece and healing for the community. as a teaching tool and as part of reconciliation. That intergenerational trauma does not stop unless we break the cycle, Robbins said of the memorial. Dubray said Duncan is the great-uncle of Freddie Johnson, Joyce Johnson and Noel Johnson, who reside in Esket and were thoroughly involved in telling Duncan's story and developing the memorial site. Freddie was very emotional that the memorial site was complete and wanted to thank all those involved in making this happen, Dubray said. As an educator, mentor and cultural chief for SKTEM, Freddie sees this as a great learning tool for not only SKTEM but everyone that should stop at the site. SKTEM is inviting everyone to participate in the Duncan Sticks Memorial Walk on September 30th, beginning at 9 a.m. at the Onward Ranch, heading up and over the old Felker Road and onto Chimney Lake Road, ending at the memorial. This walk will mimic the first phase of the Bringing the Spirit of Our Children Home Walk, which began at St. Joseph's Mission and ended at the Esket Pow Wow Arbor. A light lunch, snacks and water will be provided. All chiefs and dignitaries are asked to RSVP at educationdirector@sxoxomic.ca or 250-302-3342 to confirm attendance, be acknowledged and be placed on the speaker's agenda. With files from Monica Lam-Yorsky. Support is available to those impacted by residential schools and their ongoing legacy. Contact the 24-hour residential school crisis line at 1-866-925-4419 for emotional support. For immediate mental health counseling and crisis intervention, call the Hope for Wellness helpline at 1-855-242-3310 or visit hopeforwellness.ca. For more resources, refer to the First Nations Health Authority Mental Health Supports pamphlet at fnha.ca/documents/fna-mental-health-and-wellness-supports-for-indigenous-people.pdf.